Former U.S. envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker is talking to House lawmakers and staff today. It's the first in a series of closed-door depositions in the House impeachment inquiry that comes after a whistleblower says President Trump asked the president of Ukraine to investigate Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Emily Russell from North Country Public Radio asked voters across northern New York what they think about the inquiry.
Bill Reed is from Rainbow Lake. It's a tiny community in the Adirondack Mountains. I catch up with him outside a gas station, and Reed says he is not a fan of President Trump. He calls him obnoxious. But Reed also has not made up his mind about whether the president should be impeached or not.
I haven't read everything yet, but I'm going to get a paper.
What Reed does support, even before reading the newspaper, is a full investigation into the whistleblower's complaint. His Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says she's read the full complaint and opposes impeachment. But Reed thinks Republicans like Stefanik are holding back because they don't yet know what the political fallout from this scandal will be.
I think they're scared. I think they have to huddle together because they're not quite on the run, but they're going to be pushed on the run. That's what I think.
Scared of what?
Scared of the Democrats maybe being right where they're wrong and they don't want to admit it.
Farther up the road, I meet Franklin Rood. Rood is from Canton, New York. I ask him if he thinks the president did anything wrong during his phone call with the Ukrainian president. Rood shakes his head.
No, I don't think so.
And what about him asking a foreign leader for a favor to look into a political opponent?
I'm not really sure that's exactly what was said, but if he did, then it's no worse than anything anybody else has done.
Rood is echoing what many Republicans in Congress are saying, that President Trump did not break the law. Some Trump critics, though, say his behavior may have violated the Constitution. So I ask Rood, is there any scenario in which you would support an impeachment of the president?
Yeah, if it was something that was what they call the high crimes and misdemeanors, if it was totally illegal or very unethical, then yes, I'd be totally against him. But so far, I don't see where he's done anything that bad, and they're just chasing after something to get him on.
And tell me what you think about his presidency so far.
I'm very happy with him. The economy's good. I got more money in my pocket.
In 2016, Donald Trump won 11 of the 12 counties in this remote part of New York State. Like a lot of rural America, voters here lean conservative, but not all of the district's Republicans are behind the president. Shirley Thompson is from Morristown, a little village on the St. Lawrence River.
I have never in my life seen or listened to a president talk the way he does.
And that is what some of his supporters like about him.
That's fine. They can like it. I don't have to. And I'm registered Republican and proud to say it, but I'd never vote for him. Never did.
Thompson wants a full investigation into President Trump and the whistleblower's complaint. She calls what happened with the complaint and Trump's phone call suspicious and sneaky. Thompson says, like she did in the last election, she'll likely vote for a Democrat in 2020. Right now, she's leaning towards former Vice President Joe Biden. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Russell in Canton, New York.